Hello, welcome to the Friday, March 22nd, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Abu Dhabi. At the top of the news today, of course, are numerous cyber attacks against South Korea. It appears that mostly TV stations and online banking is affected, and the attacks are a combination of denial of service attacks and an outbreak of a version of the wiper malware. Now, the interesting part here is that the wiper malware was first documented by Aramco in Saudi Arabia, and at the time attributed to a nation-state attack. Now, Iran apparently also was hit around the same time by the same kind of malware. Really too early to do any kind of attribution here. The wiper malware is kind of interesting, but then again, after the attacks against Aramco, the samples of the malware were distributed, so it's possible that other groups picked up copies of the malware and then modified it. And it's just yet another problem in attributing attacks like this. Sometimes tools that were used in the attack can, of course, be used to fingerprint the attacks. But if a malware sample like Viper becomes widely known, then, of course, all kinds of groups could potentially pick up samples of this malware. North Korea, of course, is the obvious suspect here just because of the overall political situation between North and South Korea, and it heating up sort of as it's kind of typical in the spring. But at this point, there's really no technical connection that I have seen that would link North Korea to these most recent attacks. And then we have IPv6 focus month still going on, and we do have a guest diary again. This guest diary is focusing on some of the issues that you'll have with IPv6 and standard block lists. Now, in IPv4, it's pretty practical to block an individual IP address or maybe a small network like a /24. Now, in IPv6, the problem is that the smallest subnet that you could possibly have is a /64 or 4 billion squared addresses. So even with some form of anti-spoofing in place, a user is likely going to be able to use any of these 4 billion squared addresses if the ISP assigns a /64 to home users, which is what's probably going to happen. So if you're going to block an individual IP address, it's very simple for the attacker to just pick another one. What you probably do want to do with IPv6 is block a /64. There is, of course, a chance that you have some collateral damage here because there may be other unrelated users using the same /24. I do kind of compare it to a /24 in IPv4. In IPv4, /24 is the most common minimum subnet size. Yes, there are smaller subnets, but that's sort of what's most commonly being used. And even if you have different users sharing that /24, they're probably administratively somewhat related. So if one of these users misbehaves, it probably doesn't cause a lot of additional damage if you block the entire /24 or for IPv6 /64. And earlier this week, I talked about Apple releasing a new version of iOS, and one of the big fixes was the fix for the lock screen bypass. Well, Apple isn't quite done with this yet. There is yet another bypass hack for the lock screen on iOS. However, this one does require that voice dialing is enabled. Voice dialing was always available on iOS. It allows you just to speak a phone number. It's different from Siri, and it's not usually enabled on the lock screen. All you have to do to prevent this bypass is not enable voice dialing on the lock screen, and that's a setting in iOS. However, the exploit itself is very similar to one of the earlier lock bypass exploits. It requires voice dialing and then ejecting the SIM card in the right moment as the call is being established. And then we got more hacked Twitter accounts. This time it's the BBC weather Twitter account that was compromised and then used to spread somewhat funny pro-Syrian messages. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening. Based on the time zone I'm in this coming week, the podcast will probably be released a little bit earlier than normal, but I should again have one for the remainder of the week. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.